We are in Siman Samach Aleph in Hilchas Kriyashma. We are up to Sif Yud Dalid, and we'll be doing Yud Dalid through Chaf Aleph. Sif Yud Dalid, we're in the Dikdukim of how to say Shema Yisrael. So it says here, Tzorech Lahafsik Ma'at Bein La'olam Va'ed, you should pause between the Baruch Shem Kavod, Liva Ahavta. To start in the next parak of Ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, Kedei Lahafsik Bein Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim L'Shar Mitzvahs. In order that we separate between the Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim of Shema and Baruch Shem to the mitzvah of Ahavta, which is a Kabbalas Mitzvahs. Furthermore, the Ramah says, V'yesh Lahafsik B'Pasik Rishon Bein Yisrael Hashem, you say Shema Yisrael, and then Hashem Elokeinu, Uvein Elokeinu L'Hashem Hasheni, then Hashem Echad, Kedei She'ei Nishma, Shema Yisrael, Ki Hashem Shehu Elokeinu, Hu Hashem Echad. So the Pasuk sounds like, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'yesh lahasik ma'at bein Echad l'baruch, and you should also pause a bit between Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and Baruch Shem Kavod, Ki Iker Kibul Malchus Shemayim Hu Pasuk Rishon, the Iker Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim is then. Is just the first pasuk. Sif tezvav sorach lahafsik bein hayom al levavcha uvein hayom liahava. Bein hayom la levavcha uvein hayom liahava shlo yenir hayom v'lo lamacher. The pasuk should be asher onochi mitzavcha hayom. The tzivui is today, and not hayom al levavcha. That today you are to take it to heart. Further. Sif tes zayin, tzorech lahafsik bein nishba lashem, kidei lahatim yofa ha'ayin, shlotei nireis kehei. That when you say nishba, it shouldn't sound like nishba captured with a hey, but it should be nishba swore. And before you say the Hashem, so because if you begin Hashem right afterwards, the ayin will not be clear. Yud Zayin, Tzorech Lahatiz Zayin Shel Tizkeru. You should very carefully pronounce the Zayin, you know, really make it a Zayin. The Lo Lishtamea Tishakru, Tishkeru, it shouldn't sound like a Shin, O Tizkeru with a sin. Veve Kavod, Mamsham Shinamanas the Kavod Pras. It shouldn't say that you do the mitzvahs Laman Tizkeru, so that you make money. Vechein Tzorech Lahatiz Zayin Shel Uzchartem. And you also have to make sure that the Zion of Uzchartem, which should sound like Zechartem and not Zchartem. Yudches Yadgish Yud Shel Shema Yisrael, it should be Shema Yisrael. Shaloti Bala, it should not get swallowed. Veshaloti Roya Aleph, and it should not sound like an Aleph. There are people who will confuse an Aleph with a Yud. Vechein Yud Vahayud Lo Lishtame Vahau. You should make sure that the Yud is carefully pronounced as well. The Mishnah Brura brings the Yesod V'Shorash Avodah. He makes reference to it. The Yesod V'Shorash Avodah goes through the entire Kriyashma, showing you how mispronunciation can actually change the meaning of many of the words in Shema, and that many of the sentences are going to sound terrible or just ridiculous. The Mishnah Brura also brings down that you should carefully pronounce every one of the 248 words in Kriyashma, which is including the Hashem Elokeichem Emes, since we said that every one of your organs and limbs is getting its life and refuah, it's getting its sustenance from the words of Shema, so you should do it in a way that every single word is going to be proper. Further, Yutes, Tzorich litein revach bein v'chara la'af, t'lo lishtamea v'charaf chalila. You have to make sure that the word is v'chara af and not the word v'charaf. Sivchaf, tzorich litein revach bein teva shetchilozo kesov teva shelfaneha. When a word begins with the same letter as the one that preceded it, there's always the fear that if you don't separate between the two, it sounds like you're only saying one of them. Kagon, b'chol levavecha, b'chol levavcha, Al levavchem b'chol levavchem esev b'sadacha v'avatem mehera hakarnof pesil, which is interesting, even though one is a fey and the other is a pey, eschem me'eretz. Further, yeah, the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, says that it means that you should make a little pause. It does not mean that you should have a long stop in between the two. Sif Chaf Aleph, Sarech B'chol Aleph Sha'achar Mem. Every Aleph that follows a Mem, Lahafsik Beinehem, you should mafsik between, you should separate between them. Kagon, V'limatem Osam, Ukshartem Osam, V'samtem Es, or Isem Oso. An Aleph after a Mem, you have to make sure that you're clearly beginning a new word with an Aleph and not just running with the Mem into it. The Rama adds, "Uskartem es vasisem es shelo yenir kakorem mosam meis chalila." The same thing the Mishnah Berurah says goes for a word that begins with a yud after an Aleph, which shouldn't sound like the previous word just ran into and concluded in a yud.